Test 5. Listening test. The listening test is in four parts. Directions are given for each part. Part 1. Photographs. You will hear four statements about a picture. Choose the statement that best describes what you see in the picture. Circle your answer. Number 1. Look at picture 1. A.
They're eating out at a cafe.
B.
They're taking pictures.
C.
They're selling children's clothes.
D.
They're buying groceries.
Number 2. Look at picture 2. A.
There's a crane parked on the street.
B.
The truck driver has had an accident.
C.
A building is being torn down.
D.
Men are resting at a construction site.
Part 2. Question response. You will hear a question or statement and three responses. Choose the best response to the question or statement. Circle your answer. Number 3. Are you interested in working in business? A.
Yes, they're taking lessons.
B.
I won't have to go to work.
C.
That's just not for me.
Number 4.
Do you work well with people?
A.
Yes, I enjoy being part of a team.
B.
A lot of people work here.
C.
No, I thought you were working with them.
Number 5.
Wouldn't you prefer to travel first class?
A.
Yes, it's beautiful glass.
B.
Of course, if you're paying.
C.
No, I prefer grass courts.
Number 6.
What do you think the company will be like in 10 years?
A. I like working here. B. She'll be good company. C. It'll probably be a lot bigger. Number 7.
How do you like having a high-paying job?
A.
Well, I don't get much free time.
B.
The mall is expensive.
C.
I think you'll like it.
Number 8.
I can't believe how much the downtown area has changed in the last few years.
A. Here's your change. B. Neither can I. C. Not much, really. Part 3. Short conversations. You'll hear some conversations between two speakers. There are three questions for each conversation. Choose the best response to the question. Circle your answer. Questions 9 through 11 refer to the following conversation.
I can't stand being stuck in the office all the time. I really need to find a new job. I want to get out and meet people.
Have you thought about teaching? If you become a teacher, you'll be able to meet lots of people. I think you'd make a good teacher because you're very patient.
Well, that's not a bad idea. But actually, I wasn't a very good student at school. I'm not sure if I'd be good at teaching others.
Number 9. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 10. What does the woman want to do? Number 11. What does the man suggest the woman do? Questions 12 through 14 refer to the following conversation.
So, Lisa, after living here for 2 years, how do you find it?
It's quite an interesting city. The problem is that you really need a car, and I don't enjoy driving much, especially in the rush hour. People get so impatient.
Yeah, when I first started this business almost 20 years ago, it used to take 15 minutes to drive to work. Nowadays, it takes at least 40 minutes, longer if there's an accident. Getting to work used to be so much easier.
Well, I just think the city needs a better bus service.
Number 12. What problem are the speakers discussing? Number 13. What is the woman concerned about? Number 14. What does the woman suggest the city needs to do? Part 4. Short talks. You will hear some talks, each given by one person. There are 3 questions for each talk. Choose the best response to the question. Circle your answer. Questions 15 through 17 refer to the following talk. Good afternoon. My name is Joel Clark, and I'm a sociologist. Today's presentation is Changing Times. This is also the title of my latest book, which was published last month. We will be examining changes that took place in the 20th century, especially in education, housing, medicine, and transportation. First, I am going to show you a short movie that highlights several major 20th century events. After that, we will look at how these events caused society to change. Finally, we will explore possible future developments and the consequences for our everyday lives. Number 15. What does the speaker suggest he recently completed? Number 16. What is the talk mainly about? Number 17. What will the listeners probably do next? Questions 18 through 20 refer to the following broadcast.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday Work Time on 85.1 FM. Today we are looking at how people balance a full-time job and household chores. Am I right that most of the washing, ironing, cleaning, and shopping is still done by women? Or are the men and children sharing the work? If you are one of the many hard-working people managing a full-time job and the chores, today's questions are for you. How do you feel about working full-time and also doing all the housework? And how difficult is it to hire someone reliable to help? We want to know. Call me on 1-300-851-851 and share your opinion with the listeners.
Number 18. When does the talk take place? Number 19. Who is the speaker? Number 20. What does the speaker request the listeners to do? This is the end of the listening test.